This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blayens.
Good morning and welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you. Marcos Gonzalez doing great work behind the glass as we bring you this morning's program. And we've got a lot to cover because, well, it's a Panthers game day. First and foremost, an early Panthers game. You don't want to miss the action coming up today. 4 o'clock at FLA Live Arena as the Calgary Flames are in town. We're on the air with Panthers preview beginning at 3:30. We'll go over the programming info across the radio network here in just a moment. But it's the Panthers and the Flames today, a game that's been circled on the calendars for quite some time. It's Matthew Tkachuk's first game against his old team, the Calgary Flames, and it's the first trip back to town for Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Weegar, former Panthers. So I know a lot of eyes on this one today. Both very good hockey teams, two teams looking for a win as well. So an important one here today at FLA Live Arena for the Panthers and the Calgary Flames. Panthers looking to rebound from that loss to Dallas a couple of nights ago. Good comeback attempt in that one for the Panthers, but just fell short. 6-4 was the final score after Dallas got that empty netter late. So the Panthers looking to rebound from a loss at home a couple of nights ago. That's what's on tap today. It's the Panthers and the Calgary Flames from FLA Live Arena. It starts off a back-to-back for the Panthers after the game today. The Panthers are going to hit the road and travel to Columbus. They'll take on the Blue Jackets tomorrow night at 6. And then for the Panthers, it's right back home to take on the Boston Bruins on Wednesday at 7 o'clock at FLA Live Arena, a game you certainly don't want to miss. Boston's been off to a heck of a start. That's going to be a big test within the Atlantic Division. 954-835-PUCK, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. That's always where to go to get your Panthers tickets. But that's what lies ahead for the Panthers. If you plan on tuning in on the radio side today, lots of different places you can catch the action. Panthers and the Flames today, 4 o'clock, 3:30, Panthers preview across the radio network. And we will have you covered on 96.5 WPOW FM HD2 if you are listening in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, we'll be on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio Channel 91. And also, if you're a SiriusXM subscriber and you have the SiriusXM app, you can always catch every Panthers game, and it's our broadcast at channel 932 on the app and streaming platforms at SiriusXM. So a lot of different ways you can catch the game, and maybe no easier way to find us than at the NHL app. You just go to the scoreboard function on your Panthers app, brings up the scores to all the games across the NHL. Right at the top of the screen, it'll say, listen to today's games. You click that tab, you click on the Panthers logo. After that, you get our feed, off you go, and you've got the Panthers and the Flames today, or like I said, that makes it so easy to tune in to any Panthers action throughout the season. So all the different ways you can catch today's action, Panthers and the Flames, 4 o'clock. And another reason today's game is not just any other game. It's the first time you'll see the new Panthers reverse retro jerseys on the ice, live and in person, playing in a game. They're going to debut today. They debuted back on Tuesday when they were available in Pantherland. That was the first day they were available to the public. And tell you what, I was blown away by the foot traffic out of Pantherland at FLA Live Arena at 2 o'clock on Tuesday when these things became available for the first time and all the reverse retro merch became available. And then that night, Tuesday night against Washington, the Panthers won that game. There were reverse retro jerseys scattered around the stands at FLA Live Arena. Same thing went for the game on Thursday. So it was great to see a lot of those reverse retro jerseys get out, and they were picked up by folks who came out to the games and came out to Pantherland, and those are going to be worn on the ice by the Panthers today. So again, you don't want to miss any of the action. Panthers Value Pack is back for this season. Each Value Pack includes Panthers tickets for 4, hot dog, popcorn, and soda per ticket. Go to FloridaPanthers.com/Value Pack for more information. And folks, let's get right into talking about the week that was for the Panthers. They picked up a 5-2 win over Washington back on Tuesday. That That was at FLA Live Arena. And then Thursday at home, fell 6-4 to the Dallas Stars. So the Panthers preparing for this matchup today against the Calgary Flames. Yesterday after practice, had a chance to catch up with Panthers head coach Paul Maurice and a couple of the Panthers. We'll hear from them coming up here shortly, so we'll get to that in a moment. Just a quick preview. Next segment, longtime friend of the program, covers the Panthers. He's been covering the Panthers for a long time, covers the Panthers for FloridaHockeyNow.com. He is going to be stopping by. George Richards coming up next segment will be joining us. So George Richards coming up next segment, we'll talk all things Panthers. And then later on in this episode of the Panthers Insider Show, we will have a cut from the episode of Territory Talk that Jamison Olive and I recorded yesterday. It's going to drop at any time. So it may drop while we're on the air doing the Panthers Insider Show right now. That episode's going to come out at any time. And I tell you what, this was an episode where we took some great questions from you, the listeners. We're going to preview some of those coming up in segment number 3. And if you like what you hear, you can always find the Panthers official podcast, Territory Talk, presented by Baptist Health. That is always available at floridapanthers.com/territorytalk, Google Play, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere that you find your podcast, you can find Territory Talk. All right, let's get to it. We've got some sound to get to from yesterday's practice as the Panthers are preparing to take on the Calgary Flames today. After practice yesterday, I had a chance to catch up first with Panthers coach Paul Maurice, and I asked him about the anticipation for this game today as you've got two good hockey teams looking for a win and you've got some familiar faces on both sides.
Some familiarity and probably some homecomings and some conversations across enemy lines, right, when they know each other so very well. But both teams kind of grinding for wins right now, and once that puck's drop, I mean, that's all. It'll be down to the teams in the game.
In the pre-scout, anything you picked up on the Calgary Flames just from watching them so far?
Well, I get to see a whole lot of them in the past. So they're a real structured game, and they play a good team game, and they play hard, and they kind of went through what we went through. They lost an important defenseman there, and I think it affected them a little while, and they get him back, and they put up 40 on a real good team last night, didn't get the result they want, kind of similar to us, so they'll be looking and hungry for 2 points.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there talking about the matchup today and mentioned that he believes he'll see an opponent today that's hungry for 2 points. Calgary fell 4-1 to the Tampa Bay Lightning back on Thursday, so both teams looking to rebound here today at FLA Live Arena. Again, a 4 o'clock puck drop when the Panthers meet the Calgary Flames. Some familiar faces on both sides. Touched on that. Big reason this game's been highlighted on the calendar by a lot of folks. And, well, it'll be the first game back to FLA Live Arena for Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Weegar. They were part of that trade that got the Panthers Matthew Tkachuk over the summer. Here's Aaron Ekblad, who's been a staple of this Panthers team, a cornerstone of the Panthers for the better part of the last decade, and had a chance to ask Aaron Ekblad yesterday after practice, will it feel strange looking across the ice and seeing Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Weegar?
I'm sure it will, yeah. Obviously playing with those guys for a long time, it's going to be different seeing them in a different jersey, but at the end of the day, there's no friends out there.
And obviously something you've been through before, when you get on the ice, I'd imagine that the 2 points becomes the first focus, right, once the game gets going.
Yeah, you said it. 2 points. That's all that matters.
Now, coming off that last one, didn't get the start you were looking for, but was the finish to that game something you could build off of?
Yeah, for sure. As I said last night, it wasn't exactly what we were looking for in the first half, but we did create a lot of chances. We just didn't bury, and obviously that led to a 4-0 deficit in the first, but we came back in the second and third and decided we were going to play the right way, and we did a lot of really good things. So good learning experiences, no doubt, and we're going to carry that with us throughout the season.
And a few games back for you, playing some big minutes here, playing all the situations. How's everything felt for you this week?
Yeah, feels good. Still, you know, working on timing, making it perfect, trying to find that great game, not the simple good game. So just trying to find that next level and that next gear, and I think even when you're at your best, you're trying to find that. So it's a never satisfied kind of attitude, and that's what I'm trying to continue.
The first bit of our Aaron Ekblad sound right there, had a chance to catch up with him yesterday after Panthers practice, talking there about how he's feeling good getting back in the lineup. Remember, he missed about 10 games and got back this week. He's been playing the big minutes, playing all the key situations, doing what we expect expect him to do out there, contributing in all the areas you expect him to contribute, and he has looked good and just sliding back in seamlessly, being the Norris Trophy caliber defenseman that he is. And one more bit of sound from Aaron Ekblad before we hear from Matthew Tkachuk. Well, it's going to be Matthew Tkachuk's first game against his old team. He's going to be playing the Calgary Flames for the first time. But here's Aaron Ekblad talking about just what Matthew Tkachuk has meant to the Panthers this season.
Leading scorer, I think, still. Extremely physical, stirs things up, doesn't mind dropping the gloves, plays a good, honest game. He'll block a shot and just kind of be in every situation as hard as he can, and we appreciate that. As a leader of this team, he does a great job. So he's vocal off the ice. He's a good leader. Can't say enough about that guy. He does a lot of really good things right.
Contributes in every part of the game. I tell you what, with Matthew Tkachuk, and we're going to talk about this with George Richards coming up next segment when he joins us from Florida Hockey Now. But Matthew Tkachuk, he is over a point a game type guy. You look at what he did last year with Calgary. You look at what he's doing right now with the Florida Panthers. He is over a point a game player, but even when he's not putting the puck in the net, even when he's not getting on the score sheet with an assist, which he leads the Panthers in assists to this point in the season, he's letting you know he's out there. He is making his presence felt in some way, and he has been a joy to watch in his first season as a Panther. Let's hear from Matthew Tkachuk as he will be playing his former team, the Flames, for the first time. I asked him about the anticipation of facing Calgary.
I mean, it's early in the year, but this game still means a lot for our team and for myself. I mean, I'd be lying to you guys if I said it's just another game. It's a little bit different facing your former team, but at the end of the day, it is just another game. I mean, it's a game that our team has to win, and it doesn't matter if we're playing Calgary or team in the other conference or Tampa, a rival. It really doesn't matter. We need this one. It's extra special for me, knowing pretty much all those guys over there, and playing against them. It's gonna be weird.
When you look across, you see all the familiar faces, guys that you know. Is that something that'll stick with you the whole game, or at some point does it change and the main focus does just become the 2 points?
Yeah, it's probably already changed. I mean, lots of guys have been traded before, so I'm sure they'd all say the same thing. It's probably weird just at the start. Calgary's the only team I've played on. I was there for 6 years, so it's a pretty decent enough time that it'll be weird for probably first shift or maybe just seeing the guys, but after that it's back to business. You have to move on, and I've got great memories there, but it'd be unfair to my teammates here, to the fans and to this whole organization that put a lot into this trade, into getting me, and it'd be unfair for me to not close that book yet.
Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers getting set to take on his former team, the Calgary Flames, today at 4 o'clock at FLA Live Arena, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Well, the Panthers and FLA Live Arena excited to bring you the FLA Live app. The FLA Live app is an interactive arena mobile application perfect for enhancing and personalizing visits to FLA Live Arena for Panthers games, concerts, and events. Use this app for tickets, mobile ordering, and much more. Download it now, FloridaPanthers.com/FLA Live. We'll step aside. We'll come back. George Richards joins us next from Florida Hockey Now. He's been covering the Panthers for a long time. Later on in the show, we'll hear a cut from this week's episode of Territory Talk, the official Panthers podcast. Jameson Olive and I took some questions from you, the listeners. We'll get a preview of the mailbag, the Territory Talk mailbag segment, coming up in segment number 3 of the program this morning. Again, George Richards joins us next. Doug Plagan's with you, just getting started talking Panthers, talking the big matchup today against Calgary. It's at 4 o'clock, by the way, at FLA Live Arena. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Florida Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagan's here with you. Thanks again for being with us this morning as we get you set up for an early game today. Panthers and the Calgary Flames, 4 o'clock Eastern time, face-off. It'll be game 5 of a 5-game homestand for the Panthers. 3:30 is when we'll hit the air for Panthers preview. 96.5 WPOW HD2, your place to tune in. If you're in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, you can tune in across the Florida Panthers Radio Network. The NHL app also always has you covered.
covered lots of different places. You can tune in each and every game. And I mentioned it's game five of a five-game homestand, but never fear, because the Panthers are going on the road. One game tomorrow, 6 o'clock Eastern time, start in Columbus. And then it's right back here. Wednesday night, Panthers will be home against the Boston Bruins. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. And, of course, we always have you covered across the Panthers radio network. But here to join me this morning, longtime friend of the program here on the Panthers Insider Show from Florida Hockey Now. You can find him at FloridaHockeyNow.com. George Richards has been covering the Panthers for a long time. And, well, George, a game that's been circled on the calendar. We'll talk a little bit about the homestand that was winding down here. We'll talk about the start of the season, but a game against the Flames today that has been circled on the hockey calendar for a lot of people for a number of reasons, and some of the biggest reasons there, Matthew Tkachuk on the Panthers side, and of course the first game back to South Florida for Jonathan Huberdeau and Mackenzie Weegar on the Calgary side.
Well, good morning, Doug. Thank you for the coffee, as always. I think it's an exciting game. I mean, you've got, and it is one that we've been looking at for a long time. Not only, you know, it's Matt Tkachuk's first game against Calgary, and that's very big up there, but they're going to Calgary in a couple weeks. That's going to be the big homecoming. But this is Jonathan Huberdeau's day. This is Mackenzie Weegar's day, really, because, you know, these guys were lifelong Florida Panthers.
Yeah, there's history there.
Yeah, Jonathan Huberdeau, the all-time leading scorer in franchise history. Last year we were talking about retiring that number 11, and now he's wearing a number 10 in Calgary. Mackenzie Weegar, we watched him go from a seventh-round draft pick to evolve into to a top-pairing defenseman, one of the better defensemen in the National Hockey League. I think it'll be a big day for both those guys, but you know, we talked yesterday with Paul Maurice and, you know, Matthew Tkachuk said, these teams aren't exactly setting the world on fire right now. Both teams need a win. I think both teams would be happy with overtime and go for that extra point. They both need some points here, but it's so early in the season. It should be a fun day of hockey. Florida breaking out the new reverse retros, so it'll be a fun day in Sunrise.
George Richards from Florida Hockey Now here with us. And George, you mentioned that. I want to get to it right away. You've been covering sports in South Florida, not just hockey, for a long time. These reverse retro jerseys have gotten great praise from across the hockey world. Among the South Florida jerseys, some people have said these are some of the best that they've seen for anybody, not just for the Panthers. People are having a lot of fun with these.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. They are pretty, right? I mean, you know, I'm an old school guy. You know me. I like the old school stuff. I like the original 93 Panthers. I like the original, you know, the old school Miami Dolphin, Florida Marlins stuff. But this is different. This is a jersey we've never seen, a color scheme we've never seen, that electric blue with the bright orange and the red and it goes with the All-Star logo. It's fun. It's not something this team's going to keep. This is a one-year deal, but it's really unique. It's very cool. And, it ranks right up there. We've seen the Miami Heat come out with some cool alternate stuff, and the Florida Panthers have nailed their two reverse retros, because the one 2 years ago was pretty sweet as well.
Yeah, people have loved both the reverse retro editions that the Panthers have come forth with over the last couple of years. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, here with me on the Panthers Insider Show. Again, Panthers and the Flames. Puck drops today at FLA Live Arena, 4 o'clock, and you can get your tickets at FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com. Of course, if you're looking for something to do on your Saturday afternoon. And, of course, we talked to Matthew Tkachuk. It's going to be his first game against his old team. But he's come in here, George, as advertised, leading the team in points. He's every shift he's on the ice. He's involved. He's impacting the game in some way. That was what we knew about him. And, of course, only seeing him a couple of times a year playing in the Western Conference, that's what we saw from him as a member of the Flames. But now that we've had a chance to see him for a month and change here as a Florida Panther, I think he has met and exceeded all of our expectations for the kind of player that he is and will continue to be in his Panthers tenure.
I think that's why the Florida Panthers jumped when they heard that Matthew Tkachuk was available. I don't think Bill DeZito could hide his excitement and the opportunity. He had to pull this deal off. They call him the unicorn because he does everything. He fights, he scores, he passes. He's got a fantastic shot. He'll hit you. He'll win faceoffs. He does everything, and he does everything well. And like we said, we look at last year's sweep at the hands of the Tampa Bay Lightning. the ice grew smaller. Florida did not know what to do with no space to play. And you're going to see a guy like the way the Panthers are playing, Tkachuk fits that perfectly, because even if he's not scoring, you are going to notice him on the ice one way or another. He may not have a goal or an assist, but you will notice him every single game. And I think that's the way the Panthers want to play. They want to be in your face. They want to, you know, make sure you know you're there. You know, put a stick in your ribs, you know, that kind of thing from Slapshot. Just a terrific job by Florida getting him, and it was one of those moves that probably changes the look of this team for the next decade.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, here with us talking Matthew Tkachuk, talking Florida Panthers, who are set to take on the Calgary Flames coming up a little bit later on here today. A 4 o'clock faceoff coming your way this afternoon. And you mentioned the uniqueness of Matthew Tkachuk. There are only a handful of guys in the league that play that style. Also exciting with the All-Star festivities going to be down here in South Florida in a couple of months, and the way he's playing and the way that he has a charisma about himself. He's going to be as big a household name as any in the National Hockey League, you know, around and after the All-Star festivities. I'd imagine he's going to be front and center for everything down here.
I would think so. I mean, you know, it's not the old school All-Star thing now that you've got the divisions and stuff, but Florida being the host, you know, they'll have, you would think, Tkachuk, Barkov, Ekblad in that mix to be on the Atlantic All-Star team. If not, they'll all be around, because why wouldn't you want to be here the last weekend in January? The weather should be absolutely gorgeous. Like Vincent Trocheck told me a couple years ago when this first leaked that Florida was getting one, he goes, every player in hockey wants to be here for vacation. Why not have an All-Star game too? So the Panthers, yeah, Tkachuk will be all over this All-Star weekend, whether he's in the game or not. So will Barkov, so will Ek, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to seeing all of hockey's best converge down here in South Florida and play those games.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, here with us. Going into this one here today, George, the Panthers in the early part of the season played a really road-heavy month of October into the early part of November, had to weather the storm of not having Aaron Ekblad there for about 10 games. Overall, you're pretty impressed with how they were able to keep things moving forward, considering, like I said, they played a ton of road games and were without a guy who plays 25 minutes or so a night.
Yeah, I mean, they've definitely kept the boat afloat. This is a team that's changing the way it plays. We just talked about Florida's playoff performance last year, and they definitely want to be a heavier team. They want to be a team that can sustain pressure throughout a game and not just come in waves, which is what they were doing last year. And again, Tampa Bay sealed all that off, and you saw the results, 3 goals in 4 games. So Florida's learning a new way to play. As Pete, you know, we talked about Dallas the other night. They're a defensive team trying to add some offense. Well, the Panthers are an offensive team trying to really rein in the defense. Pete DeBoer says that this team can do that, and they're working through some things, right? So to be able to be where they are in the standings, it's so early. This team, you know, they're going to go on a run. You know that's going to come down the road. I think they're fine. But, yeah, they've been able to keep things going while learning on the job.
George, do you feel like the players we've maybe learned the most about here in the early part of the season? And I know we all knew Brandon Montour was a really good hockey player coming here, and he really seized an opportunity with the Panthers last year. But in the absence of Aaron Ekblad, we saw him logging 26, 27, 28 minutes playing every situation and putting up points, looking like he was playing at an all-star level and is throughout the early part of the season. And up front, Etulio Ostarinen, it seems like he's really elevated his game, taken strides. That's a young guy. Sometimes easy to forget how young he still is. I guess if you singled out both of those guys, what's been the biggest thing you've noticed about those two? Because we've talked a lot about them here in the early part of the year.
Well, I think that they've definitely taken a step forward and are starting to realize some of their potential. Brandon Montour, like you said, we knew that he was a pretty good player, but we'd never seen him play more than 16, 17. He was thrown into a number one role and relished it. I mean, that guy was playing 23, 24, 25 minutes. Like you said, scoring two points a game, just really doing all the great things. His game completely elevated. Last year, Etulio Ostarinen, and a couple scouts told me he's one of the best young players in the NHL that nobody has heard of. Kind of, you know, he was Florida's fourth line center. He's now been given a chance to play on the wing in the top nine. That's something Paul Maurice said he noticed in the watching film leading up to training camp, but that was that Lou Steranian needed an opportunity. Boy, he's taken it and run with it, hasn't he? I mean, he's just been absolutely terrific. You might see him up on the top line. I don't know what they're going to do because, like Paul Maurice said, everywhere you put him, that line just goes. Good for him. Good for the Panthers because you look at Florida's salary cap situation. You need guys like Etu Luostarinen, guys that aren't making a whole lot of money to have an impact, and he is certainly having an impact with this team.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, here with us. Front end of a back-to-back today. The Panthers hosting the Calgary Flames at 4, and then off to a place, George, once upon a time called home tomorrow in Columbus, Ohio. The Panthers will take on the Blue Jackets before they then come right back home to take on Boston Wednesday night at 7. Before we close it out here, George, you look at the game today. The Panthers didn't like the result they got on Thursday night, but I think the theme you pick up on is everybody did like the way they finished, and they can take something away from the way they finished that game. What are you looking for from the Panthers against the Flames today? What's the biggest key in this matchup against Calgary?
Well, first off, shout out to C-Bus. Have fun there tomorrow, Doug. Listen, the defense was porous, and Dallas got 4 goals in the first 20 minutes of that game. Sergei Bobrovsky gets the blame for it, but Florida was not ready to play in that game. You could see it from the defense, and then they picked it up. They picked up each other. They played a fantastic 40 minutes of hockey. When you're down 4-0, you're never coming back from that, and Florida almost did, being down 4-0 after 20. This is a team that can come back, but that's it. You got to be ready to play from the jump, you know, a Saturday afternoon game, so we'll see. But they just need to tighten things up and just play a hard-nosed brand of hockey and pick your spots. You got Jacob Markstrom struggling a little bit in Calgary's net. You know, maybe take advantage of some things, and we'll see. But it should be a fun day of hockey today, especially with Huberdeau and Uyghur back in the building.
George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, here with us. And, George, you're a we were talking about it a little bit ago off the air. You're an 80s, 90s candy aficionado. Sure, talking about certs. We were talking about Cinnaburst gum. We were talking about that. When you woke up this morning, was there a snack food of the past, a candy of the past, a gum, a mint of the past that you felt yourself longing for?
I'll tell you what, there's one, and this is going to blow you away. I remember this. This is going way, way back. I am aging myself. Oh, my gosh. When I was a little kid, the Reggie bar was phenomenal. The Reggie Jackson candy bar was terrific. I miss the Reggie bar.
Perhaps we could get Reggie on the phone. Maybe he's got a few.
He probably does. I mean, you could buy them on eBay. I mean, you can actually buy one. They're 30 years old, maybe 40. I don't even know. This had to be like at the height of his Yankees greatness. So 80, 81, 82. It's old chocolate, but it was really good chocolate.
We could enjoy it with a can of Tab, maybe?
Diet Right.
Okay. I've had both, and they're both both delightful, refreshing drinks. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now. Tell us where we can find you.
Come visit us over there at FloridaHockeyNow.com. The only daily coverage of the Florida Panthers around. We're there 2, 3, 4 stories a day covering the Florida Panthers all year long. Follow me at Twitter if it's still around, at George Richards. Getting the Instagram page going, George_Richards_305. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet. We're thinking of doing a TikTok thing, me and Doug doing a TikTok page. You in?
I've never been on TikTok.
TikTok, you don't stop.
But you know what? I'm going to start with the Instagram page. We'll see how that goes.
You ever go to the TikTok Diner in New York?
I haven't.
It's pretty good. Good. You'd like it. They have really good soup.
I'll put it on my to-do list. George Richards, Florida Hockey Now, covering the Panthers for a long time. You can find him at FloridaHockeyNow.com. And, of course, George, as always, we thank you very much for stopping by.
Anytime, Doug. Have a great Saturday. I'll see you at the rink.
Sounds like a plan, folks. Panthers and the Flames today, 4 o'clock. See you at FLA Live Arena. Coming up next, a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I took questions from you, the listeners. That's coming up on the other side of the break. We're going to cover it all. That's straight ahead. Doug Plagans with you. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back. back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back into the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, as always, every Saturday morning throughout the season, getting you set for a big Saturday of Panthers hockey. Usually the Panthers play on Saturdays. Today they happen to have a big game here on a Saturday. It's the fifth game of a five-game homestand. Panthers and the Calgary Flames. Puck drops today, 4 o'clock at FLA Live Arena. We've got you covered, beginning with Panthers preview on the radio network at 3:30. Panthers on the road for one game tomorrow at 6 o'clock in Columbus against the Blue Jackets. But folks, then it's right back home. Panthers and the Boston Bruins Wednesday, 7 o'clock at FLA Live Arena. You certainly don't want to miss that. And Panthers fans, time to throw it back with our Reverse Retro Knights. Come support your Cats as they rock the Reverse Retro jerseys. They'll be wearing them today against Calgary, against Boston coming up on Wednesday. Get your tickets, floridapanthers.com, ticketmaster.com, or by calling 954-835-PUCK. Well, the Panthers official podcast, if you've never checked it out, you should. Jameson Olive and I have a new episode for you each and every week. The newest episode of Territory Talk, well, it's on the way to you very soon. It's going to drop at any time. This week, Jameson and I, we took questions from you, the listeners, and we're going to have a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. We covered a lot of different things, including how is Anthony Duclair progressing as he gets closer to rejoining the Panthers? That's the question we'll touch on first right here as we head into the current edition of Territory Talk, or I should say soon-to-be current edition of Territory Talk. A sneak peek right here on the Panthers Insider Show.
So we got a lot of questions, which was great, but I think the question we got the most was, what the heck is going on with Anthony Duclair? Where is he? Have you seen him?
And you asked the other day.
So because of that, I had to ask. Because I will say right now, we've seen him. We see him every day. He's always around the ring.
In good spirits.
In good spirits, walking around, smiling. But we asked Paul the other day, and he of course says, you know, this is a long-term injury, which we all knew. But even then, you like to check in every month or so. Say, you know, hey, what's new? What's going on? And as of the other day, when we asked Paul, Duke's doing good. Rehab's going good. He's on track. They're not putting a timetable on it yet. They're not saying he's going to be back December 15th or anything like that, or just throwing dates out there. Still not back in a boot. Still not back on the ice. Once he does, as we know, that takes even more time. Yep. That's just turning the page to the next step of rehab. So we're still definitely a ways off on Duke coming back. But regardless, he said the medical staff's happy with where he's at. Duke's happy with where he's at. But I think my biggest takeaway from what he told us was the fact that, and I asked him, you know, what's it, we see him around. What's it like having him around? And that's when he told us Duke's involved in everything right now. He said, other than the pregame meeting, he's in all the meetings. He's in the power play meeting. He's in the 5-on-5 meeting. You know, sometimes when guys are rehabbing, especially from long-term stuff, you know, they skate when the team's not here. They skate on their own time with a trainer off to the side. They're kind of removed from things. That's not what Duke's doing. Duke is training here when the team is here. He's in the gym when the team is here. He's doing his rehab right next to the team. So it's not like he's leaving and coming back. When he does come back, it'll be like he never left because he was always here for these guys. Yep. So one other thing I'll say is we all know Duke. We know his personality. We know we're just, you know, what a great guy he is. He's also still contributing to this team just as that, as a pump-up guy, as a guy in the room, which is great to see. And I will say, I will give him credit. I talked to Nick Cousins about this. We all love Nick Cousins' new goal song, Rich Flex, by Drake, which I know you listen to every day, Doug, right?
Yeah, first I heard of it.
I assume first you heard of it.
Didn't know that one.
He said that was Duke. He said Duke recommended that. So he's helping everywhere right now, Anthony Duclair. But in terms of general overall update the fans are looking for, on track, no timetable, but good spirits. We see him every day. He's doing good.
And I think that was the big thing Paul Maurice said, is he's a guy that brings an energy and people enjoy his company, but he's also such an important part of this team when he's on the ice. So to make him feel involved, that's great for the team. It's great for him to have him involved. It's going to benefit everybody when he gets back in there. And as Jameson said, per Paul Maurice, no timetable yet. But once he gets into the boot, and most importantly, once he gets back on the ice, that's when they might be able to start kicking around dates. But for right now, nothing in the way of a timetable. So that's where we are on that, Jameson Olive. Great call there as a question to open with, because I know all the folks out there are interested in, again, another one of the fan favorites on this Panthers team, and a guy who is such a key part of this group. And boy, his speed on the wing, when he gets back into the lineup, what a dimension he's going to be able to bring to the table.
And this is a pretty simple one. We're a long ways out, but fans are asking, can this team win the cup? And I think all you can say when you hear that is, all you have to do to win the cup is make the playoffs. you got to buy a ticket. You got to get there. Anything can happen once you get there. It doesn't matter if you won the President's Trophy like the Panthers did last year, or you just snuck in as an 8 seed like the LA Kings did when they won their first cup a couple years ago. So a couple years ago. God, I'm old. That was actually a lot of years ago.
It was 2014. Well, yeah. 2012 and 2014 were their.
So now I'm saying a couple. Like, yeah, no, that's just – I'm just dating myself. I wish it was a couple years ago, but I'm just old. That was a long time ago.
Time's flying by.
But, no, all you have to do is make it. Right now, the Panthers, obviously, some ups and downs this season in a playoff spot at the time of this recording on Friday. They have all the pieces. You know, Kachuk's lighting it up. Guys that, you know, started off slow, Reinhardt, Bennett, they're really getting hot right now. The defense, you know, it is a lot better than people thought, I think, especially with that Gudas Mahura pairing being as solid as it is. Brandon Montour stepping up. We know what we're going to get out of Ek and Gus. So, all you got to do is make it, and the Panthers certainly have a team that can make the playoffs this year. And once they do get there, like we've said, with guys like Kachuk, if a goaltender can get hot as well, anything can happen and you can win the cup. So basically, I think more so are you asking, can this team win the cup? You're just more asking, is this team a playoff team? And this team, I think, of course, is a playoff team.
They're a playoff team. I don't consider them just a playoff team. I consider them to be in that top tier of teams that I would say are the closest to winning the cup and the teams that could call themselves the most legitimate cup contenders. And when I look at that group, I see the Panthers in no particular order. I see the Panthers. I see the Lightning. I see Boston. I see maybe Toronto. We'll see how things go. I don't feel as comfortable about Toronto now as maybe I did when the season started, but we'll see how things go for them. I see Carolina. I see the New York Rangers. The New Jersey Devils are forcing everybody's hand. Look at this. What you're noticing, though, I'm naming a lot of teams. I see the Colorado Avalanche. I see the Dallas Stars. We saw them Thursday night. That's a very good hockey team if they're healthy. So I see them in that mix. Vegas has put themselves into that mix. I know they haven't had the start they're looking for, but I see Calgary there. And if your team has Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, you have to be considered to be a threat. I just named a lot of teams. Now, here's the thing, Jameson. I also would say this. Look at parity across the league. The talent gap from the top to the bottom is maybe the narrowest margin that it's been in the league's history. Every team has guys that can burn you. Scoring is up across the league. We're seeing collectively scoring higher than it's been since about the early to mid-90s. So scoring is up, but here's the other thing I would say. A lot of people get, and it's natural, you put a lot of emphasis on the start and where teams are right now. Let me know 35, 40, 45 games in, because inevitably this is a hard game. It's a physical game. Over the course of a season, injuries are going to happen across the entire league, whether we like it or not. And the best teams, the teams that I named, a lot of them that are in that, what I would call the top tier, a lot of those teams just flat out have more organizational depth than others. There are some teams, like the Panthers, you can't offset the loss of Aaron Ekblad, but there are some teams like the Panthers that can lose a number one defenseman, and they are equipped to keep their head above water and even make progress during the time they don't have that star player. Some teams don't have that same depth, and once they're hit by an injury or two, it really affects them in the standings, and they could take a tumble. There are teams that are equipped to move forward even if they lose a key guy. Once we get into the real grind, the dog days of the NHL season, when organizational depth is being tested, that's when you will really see the cream rise to the top. And a lot of those teams I mentioned off the top, I believe, are the teams with the most depth that have the most bodies they can go to over the course of a season.
And speaking of just rising to the top, at the time of this recording, second wild card spot has 20 points. 13 of the 16 teams in the East have at least 17. So like you said, it's really tight right now. That's going to separate as time goes on, but we just both, of course, believe the Panthers will be the team, one of the teams moving up, not moving down.
And you look at a team like the Ottawa Senators, for example, off to a great start, a lot of encouraging signs, but they're going to be without Josh Norris. I believe Thomas Chabot is out for a little bit here. So we'll see how they're able to keep things moving along. When a team like that, a young team in transition, great story. I think they're a force in the making. But once they lose a couple of guys, a little tougher for them to handle it than, for example, a team like the Panthers that has guys they can turn to.
Next one. How do post-game interviews work? So they're basically asking, they watch on TV, how's the setup work? Of course, post-game, you're still in the booth. You're doing your post-game radio show. But they're very similar for how just general interviews work, which is basically, I'm just going to use the backdrop of post-game just so we know. Game comes to an end. Before that, shoot a text to the PR department and we say, hey, we want this guy and this guy. And they say, okay, usually that always gets approved. We go down, we wait outside the locker room, maybe 5 minutes. Do we get let in the room? The two guys we asked for are standing there waiting for us. Talk to one, talk to two, knock it out. Sometimes we get three guys, but usually two. Then we walk down the hallway, get coach in a separate room, and that's about it. Most interviews, you know, go for players maybe 3-4 minutes tops. Coach can go anywhere from 2 minutes to 10 minutes. He loves to talk. He's great at it. But at some point, if things start to, you know, run a little long, occasionally you get to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's pretty simple, actually.
It's always funny, too, when we do something like, for example, a development camp scrimmage, a training camp scrimmage, and then I'm in there for post-game interviews.
Because you're not used to that.
I'm never in the locker room for post-game interviews because we're wrapping up a post-game show on the air, and that's how quickly these interviews happen. There's no way for me to get from finishing a post-game show to downstairs to in the locker room for media. Everything's long done and over with by that point. So that's kind of the ins and outs of post-game interviews.
We covered a lot for you on Territory Talk this week. That's just a little snippet of it, so be on the lookout for that. FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk, wherever you find your podcasts. Other action across the National Hockey League today, in addition to the Panthers and the Calgary Flames, which is a 4 o'clock start at FLA Live Arena. Devils Senators, 1 o'clock at 7. It's the Blackhawks and the Bruins, the Sabres and the Leafs. Philadelphia and Montreal, Colorado at Washington, the Red Wings at Columbus. That's where the Panthers will go tomorrow, Columbus. Pittsburgh at Winnipeg, the Islanders visit Dallas at 8 Eastern, also 8 Eastern, Carolina in Minnesota, Anaheim at St. Louis, the Lightning head into Nashville, and at 10 o'clock Eastern, it's Vegas at Edmonton, LA at Seattle, and at 10:30, the Rangers visit the San Jose Sharks. That's the rest. Your NHL schedule on this Saturday. Panthers and the Flames, FLA Live Arena, 4 o'clock. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Thanks, George Richards, for stopping by. Thanks to Jameson Olive for the fine work on Territory Talk. Thanks, Marcos Gonzalez, on the other side of the glass, for the great job behind the scenes this morning. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, as always, every Saturday morning throughout the season, getting you set for a big Saturday of Panthers hockey. Usually the Panthers play on Saturdays. Today they happen to have a big game here on a Saturday. It's the fifth game of a 5-game homestand. Panthers and the Calgary Flames. Puck drops today, 4 o'clock at FLA Live Arena. We've got you covered, beginning with Panthers preview on the radio network at 3:30. Panthers on the road for one game tomorrow at 6 o'clock in Columbus against the Blue Jackets. But folks, then it's right back home. Panthers and the Boston Bruins Wednesday, 7 o'clock at FLA Live Arena. You certainly don't want to miss that. And Panthers fans, time to throw it back with our Reverse Retro Knights. Come support your Cats as they rock the Reverse Retro jerseys. They'll be wearing them today against Calgary, against Boston coming up on Wednesday. Get your tickets, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 954-835-PUCK. Well, the Panthers official podcast, if you've never checked it out, you should. Jameson Olive and I have a new episode for you each and every week. The newest episode of Territory Talk, well, it's on the way to you very soon. It's going to drop at any time. This week, Jameson and I, we took questions from you, the listeners, and we're going to have a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. We covered a lot of different things, including: how is Anthony Duclair progressing as he gets closer to rejoining the Panthers? That's the question we'll touch on first right here as we head into the current edition of Territory Talk, or I should say soon-to-be current edition of Territory Talk. A sneak peek right here on the Panthers Insider Show.
So we got a lot of questions, which was great, but I think the question we got the most was, what the heck is going on with Anthony Duclair? Where is he? Have you seen him?
And you asked the other day.
So because of that, I'd ask. Because I will say right now, we've seen him. We see him every day. He's always around the ring.
In good spirits.
In good spirits, walking around, smiling. But we asked Paul the other day, and he of course says, you know, this is a long-term injury, which we all knew. But even then, you like to check in every month or so. Say, you know, hey, what's new? What's going on? And as of the other day, when we asked Paul, Duke's doing good. Rehab's going good. He's on track. They're not putting a timetable on it yet. They're not saying he's going to be back December 15th or anything like that, or just throwing dates out there. Still not back in a boot. Still not back on the ice. Once he does, as we know, that takes even more time. Yep. That's just turning the page to the next step of rehab. So we're still definitely a ways off on Duke coming back. But regardless, he said the medical staff's happy with where he's at. Duke's happy with where he's at. But I think my biggest takeaway from what he told us was the fact that, and I asked him, you know, what's it, we see him around. What's it like having him around? And that's when he told us Duke's involved in everything right now. He said other than the pregame meeting, he's in all the meetings. He's in the power play meeting. He's in the 5-on-5 meeting. You know, sometimes when guys are rehabbing, especially from long-term stuff, you know, they skate when the team's not here. They skate on their own time with a trainer off to the side. They're kind of removed from things. That's not what Duke's doing. Duke is training here when the team is here. He's in the gym when the team is here. He's doing his rehab right next to the team. So it's not like he's leaving and coming back. When he does come back, it'll be like he never left because he was always here for these guys. Yep. So one other thing I'll say is we all know Duke. We know his personality. We know we're just, you know, what a great guy he is. He's also still contributing to this team just as that, as a pump-up guy, as a guy in the room, which is great to see. And I will say, I will give him credit. I talked to Nick Cousins about this. We all love Nick Cousins' new goal song, Rich Flex, by Drake, which I know you listen to every day, Doug, right?
Yeah, first I heard of it.
Didn't know that one. He said that was Duke. He said Duke recommended that. So he's helping everywhere right now, Anthony Duclair. But in terms of general overall update the fans are looking for, on track, no timetable, but good spirits. We see him every day. He's doing good.
And I think that was the big thing Paul Maurice said, is he's a guy that brings an energy and people enjoy his company, but he's also such an important part of this team when he's on the ice. So to make him feel involved, that's great for the team. It's great for him to have him involved. It's going to benefit everybody when he gets back in there. And as Jameson said, per Paul Maurice, no timetable yet. But once he gets into the boot, and most importantly, once he gets back on the ice, that's when they might be able to start kicking around dates. But for right now, nothing in the way of a timetable. So that's where we are on that, Jameson Olive. Great call there as a question to open with, because I know all the folks out there are interested in, again, another one of the fan favorites on this Panthers team, and a guy who is such a key part of this group. And boy, his speed on the wing, when he gets back into the lineup, what a dimension he's going to be able to bring to the table.
And this is a pretty simple one. We're a long ways out, but fans are asking, can this team win the cup? And I think all you can say when you hear that is, all you have to do to win the cup is make the playoffs. You got to buy a ticket. You got to get there. Anything can happen once you get there. It doesn't matter if you won the President's Trophy like the Panthers did last year, or you just snuck in as an 8th seed like the LA Kings did when they won their first cup a couple years ago. God, I'm old. That was actually a lot of years ago.
It was 2014. Well, yeah. 2012 and 2014 were their.
So now I'm saying a couple. Like, yeah, no, that's just, I'm just dating myself. I wish it was a couple years ago, but I'm just old. That was a long time.
Time's flying by.
But no, all you have to do is make it. Right now, the Panthers, obviously, some ups and downs this season, in a playoff spot at the time of this recording on Friday. They have all the pieces. You know, Kachuk's lighting it up. Guys that, you know, started off slow, Reinhart, Bennett, they're really getting hot right now. The defense, you know, it's a lot better than people thought, I think, especially with that Gudas Mahura pairing being as solid as it is. Brandon Montour stepping up. We know what we're going to get out of Ek and Gus. So all you got to do is make it, and the Panthers certainly have a team that can make the playoffs this year. And once they do get there, like we've said, with guys like Kachuk, if a goaltender can get hot as well, anything can happen, and you can win the cup. So basically, I think more so are you asking, can this team win the cup? You're just more asking, is this team a playoff team? And this team, I think, of course, is a playoff team.
They're a playoff team. I don't consider them just a playoff team. I consider them to be in that top tier of teams that I would say are the closest to winning the cup, and the teams that could call themselves the most legitimate cup contenders. And when I look at that group, I see the Panthers in no particular order. I see the Panthers, I see the Lightning, I see Boston, I see maybe Toronto. We'll see how things go. I don't feel as comfortable about Toronto now as maybe I did when the season started, but we'll see how things go for them. I see Carolina, I see the New York Rangers. The New Jersey Devils are forcing everybody's hand. Look at this. What you're noticing, though, I'm naming a lot of teams. I see the Colorado Avalanche. I see the Dallas Stars. We saw them Thursday night. That's a very good hockey team if they're healthy. So I see them in that mix. Vegas has put themselves into that mix. I know they haven't had the start they're looking for, but I see Calgary there. And if your team has Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, you have to be considered to be a threat. I just named a lot of teams. Now, here's the thing, Jameson. I also would say this. Look at parity across the league. The talent gap from the top to the bottom is maybe the narrowest margin that it's been in the league's history. Every team has guys that can burn you. Scoring is up across the league. We're seeing collectively scoring higher than it's been since about the early to mid-90s. So scoring is up, but here's the other thing I would say. A lot of people get, and it's natural, you put a lot of emphasis on the start and where teams are right now. Let me know 35, 40, 45 games in, because inevitably this is a hard game. It's a physical game. Over the course of a season, injuries are going to happen across the entire league, whether we like it or not. And the best teams, the teams that I named, a lot of them that are in that, what I would call the top tier, a lot of those teams just flat out have more organizational depth than others. There are some teams, like the Panthers, you can't offset the loss of Aaron Ekblad, but there are some teams like the Panthers that can lose a number one defenseman, and they are equipped to keep their head above water and even make progress during the time they don't have that star player. Some teams don't have that same depth, and once they're hit by an injury or two, it really affects them in the standings, and they could take a tumble. There are teams that are equipped to move forward even if they lose a key guy. Once we get into the real grind, the dog days of the NHL season, when organizational depth is being tested, that's when you will really see the cream rise to the top. And a lot of those teams I mentioned off the top, I believe, are the teams with the most depth that have the most bodies they can go to over the course of a season.
And speaking of just rising to the top, at the time of this recording, second wildcard spot has 20 points. 13 of the 16 teams in the East have at least 17. So like you said, it's really tight right now. That's going to separate as time goes on, but we just both, of course, believe the Panthers will be the team, one of the teams moving up, not moving down.
And you look at a team like the Ottawa Senators, for example, off to a great start, a lot of encouraging signs, but they're going to be without Josh Norris. I believe Thomas Chabot is out for a little bit here. So we'll see how they're able to keep things moving along. When a team like that, a young team in transition, great story. I think they're a force in the making. But once they lose a couple of guys, a little tougher for them to handle it than, for example, a team like the Panthers that has guys they can turn to.
Next one. How do post-game interviews work? So they're basically asking, they watch on TV, how's the setup work? Of course, post-game, you're still in the booth, you're doing your post-game radio show, but they're very similar for how just general interviews work, which is basically, I'm just going to use the backdrop of post-game just so we know. Game comes to an end. Before that, shoot a text to the PR department and we say, hey, we want this guy and this guy. And they say, okay, usually that always gets approved. We go down, we wait outside the locker room, maybe 5 minutes. Do we get let in the room? The two guys we asked for are standing there waiting for us. Talk to one, talk to two, knock it out. Sometimes we get three guys, but usually two. Then we walk down the hallway, get coach in a separate room, and that's about it. Most interviews, you know, go for players, maybe 3-4 minutes tops. Coach can go anywhere from 2 minutes to 10 minutes. He loves to talk. He's great at it. But at some point, if things start to, you know, run a little long, occasionally you get to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's pretty simple, actually.
It's always funny, too, when we do something like, for example, a development camp scrimmage, a training camp scrimmage, and then I'm in there for post-game interviews.
Because you're not used to that.
I'm never in the locker room for post-game interviews because we're wrapping up a post-game show on the air, and that's how quickly these interviews happen. There's no way for me to get from finishing a post-game show to downstairs to in the locker room for media. Everything's long done and over with by that point. So that's kind of the ins and outs of post-game interviews.
We covered a lot for you on Territory Talk this week. That's just a little snippet of it, so be on the lookout for that. FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk, wherever you find your podcasts. Other action across the National Hockey League today, in addition to the Panthers and the Calgary Flames, which is a 4 o'clock start at FLA Live Arena. Devils Senators, 1 o'clock at 7. It's the Blackhawks and the Bruins, the Sabres and the Leafs. Philadelphia and Montreal, Colorado at Washington, the Red Wings at Columbus. That's where the Panthers will go tomorrow, Columbus. Pittsburgh at Winnipeg, the Islanders visit Dallas at 8 Eastern, also 8 Eastern, Carolina in Minnesota, Anaheim at St. Louis, the Lightning head into Nashville, and at 10 o'clock Eastern, it's Vegas at Edmonton, LA at Seattle, and at 10:30, the Rangers visit the San Jose Sharks. That's the rest. Your NHL schedule on this Saturday. Panthers and the Flames, FLA Live Arena, 4 o'clock, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Thanks, George Richards, for stopping by. Thanks to Jameson Olive for the fine work on Territory Talk. Thanks, Marcos Gonzalez, on the other side of the glass, for the great job behind the scenes this morning. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.